Business representatives from the Henan and Zhejiang provinces are spending a few days in WA this week to get to know the ins and outs of our beef industry. The group is visiting farms, ports, processors and exporters in the southwest and up in the Kimberley. And if they like what they see, WA could be on the cusp of a live export trade with China.
They're looking at developing live export opportunities from Western Australia to China. With the opening of the trade to China with the signing of the health protocol last year, there's been increasing interest from Chinese businesses in establishing live export opportunities in China from Australia.
Matt Ryan is a beef supply chain manager with the Northern Beef Futures Project. But when it comes to cracking this new live export market, WA is in competition with the rest of Australia. And Matt Ryan says this is about playing the long game to try and win over future business.
There is still a reasonable amount of development going on in China in terms of getting facilities up to standard and understanding the supply chain and how that's going to work. So for WA, we're in the same sort of boat as the other states. We have probably better access from our Blue Tongue Free Zone. So most of the WA state is in the Blue Tongue Free Zone. So that provides us with a bit of an advantage, and also being in Western Australia in the same time zone, and also our proximity provides some advantages. And obviously the West Australian government's very keen to help support and develop these new markets for the West Australian cattle industry.
Department of Agriculture Beef Supply Chain Manager Matt Ryan there. But WA has another significant advantage in gaining export access to China: our vastly different but complementary northern and southern systems, as Department of Ag analyst Dale Miles explains.
The two could be quite complementary, and the Northern Beef Futures Project is looking at particular modelling for north-south integration and backgrounding of cattle from the north to be able to even out a supply curve, to be able to provide more long-term supply throughout the year, and also being able to utilise our geographic diversification in the state of WA.
And it's precisely because of our two significantly different beef production systems that Dale Miles says the WA industry should be making sure it takes advantage of the boxed beef export market, as well as trying to win live export contracts.
Given WA, we are a scale-challenged industry with regards to the beef industry, yet we're in the position where we have complementary production systems. We've got a northern production system and a southern production system, and we have the ability to be able to deliver a supply of diversification to the market. So I think it's being able to understand what the end consumer is looking for and being able to match that specification and working closely with the consumer to be able to meet that specification.
So what do these Chinese delegates think of our beef industry? Well, one of the businessmen in this delegation was Liu Wenwei. He runs an animal husbandry and livestock processing business in Henan. I spoke with Mr. Liu through his interpreter.
So the purpose of this visit is to increase understanding from both parts. And luckily, China is the largest consumer market for beef and live cattle. And Australia is also one of the largest supply markets for live cattle and beef. And so this visit is very important to understanding for us, to understanding the whole supply chain system of the live cattle.
Liu Wenwei says the most important reason for his visit to WA was to get a better cultural understanding.
Superficially, it's kind of like a communication or interaction between two different commercial or different large companies to achieve commercial benefits. But more deeply, I think through the visits, it's more like the cultural exchange and cultural understanding, because different economics is developed in the different culture. So understanding culture will better help us to understanding how to do business between Australia and China.
The Chinese delegation will wrap up their tour of the WA beef industry in Broome today.